Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about common clinical research associate interview questions. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So this person emailed in, and if you guys have any questions that you'd like to ask me, you can email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, and I'll likely respond to you via email. And if it's a unique question or something I haven't talked about in a while, I'll usually do an episode on it as well. So if you're interested in that, email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. And also, if you're interested in resume review program or interview preparation for your interviews or things of that nature, I do all those type of things also. You can inquire about that at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and get into this. This person says, I've seen many of your YouTube videos, and I'm a subscriber of your channel. So if you're listening to this, guys, and you have not subscribed either to the podcast or the YouTube channel, make sure you hit that button right now. Go ahead and subscribe. And thumbs up on these episodes, too. Every episode that you watch, every video you watch, please make sure that you hit thumbs up. All right. They say, thank you so much for all the information. They said, I need a perfect answer for the following. What is your greatest weakness and how are you improving it? The second question is the greatest strength that needs to be in a world's best CRA. And the third is EDC system related questions like which is most commonly used. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with the first one. What is your greatest weakness and how are you improving it? So this is something that's very, very individual to the person. I can't really answer this based on a generic person because I don't know your background. I don't know your experience. I don't know, you know, what kind of things you've been through. So these interview questions might be highly individualized. But this is something where, you know, I recently did an interview prep with a client before and they had some clinical research experience and they're talking about what the things that they had learned from job to job to job, how like one job prepared them for the next job because they were not good in this particular setting, in this particular aspect. But then with that second job, they got a lot better or they were trained a lot better. So I thought that was a really good kind of weakness. Just kind of pivot the question to something you had a weakness in one of your previous jobs. But because of your skills or you improved your skills for a job following that, you were able to kind of improve your skills. Or maybe some kind of training or something like that. You can kind of say a past tense thing to where it's sort of like currently in your current state. It's not really a weakness, but it was a weakness previously. So I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, so I think that's a good way to answer that question. And it shows that you've already improved it also. Second question they had was, what is the greatest strength that needs to be in a world's best CRA? So once again, this is individualized. A lot of these questions aren't there for a perfect answer. They're not looking for one specific answer. They're looking for to show that you have an answer. You can come up with an answer. You can back your answer up. So look, there's so many strengths that are needed to be a great CRA. But just to list a few, I would say flexibility is a big one. The ability to, let's say your study coordinator wants to cancel the visit and change it to another week. So the ability to be flexible with that week and move it around, move your schedule around. So that flexibility, I would say problem solving. A lot of the job is problem solving. A lot of time is being on site and an issue comes up. How do you document this? How do you handle this? Do you want to talk to the project manager about it? Do you want to think about how you handled it previously at another site. Being able to problem solve is huge to being a CRA, a good CRA. Being able to problem solve on the fly is also very good. Humility/empathy. So understanding that you're working with people, they're not perfect. These study coordinators make mistakes all the time. Even the pharmacists make mistakes. Even the PI makes mistakes. So understanding that, you know, these people, you know, they may have all these degrees or whatever. They may make a lot of money. They've been doing research a long time. They have a lot of experience. Understanding that, you know, having the humility to understand that they're human too, as well as the empathy and realizing, you know, they're not perfect because so much of being a CRA is looking at other people's work. You're constantly looking at their work. How good are they at doing their job? And the problem with that is it's never vice versa. They're never looking at your work, really. They're not making sure that you're doing a good job. So it's really one-sided. So it's kind of an interesting position to be in. We are constantly looking at someone's work, but they're never looking at yours. So you want to make sure that you have humility and empathy as a CRA also. So I think those are three good ones. Once again, when they ask you these type of questions, there's not one right answer. Then the third question they ask is what EDC system related questions, like which is the most commonly used? I think that's a very peculiar question that someone would ask, like what's the most commonly used? Like, it doesn't matter what the most commonly used one. It just matters what that particular person has experience with. You know, for example, Metadata Rave, I think, is one of the most common EDC systems. And that's the one I pretty much only use because everywhere I've worked have used Metadata Rave. But let's say I worked somewhere else and they did not use Metadata Rave. It doesn't matter what the most common is because I've never used Metadata Rave, if that makes sense. So that's a weird question, but probably a more common question is what EDC systems have you used previously, or which EDC systems, you know, do you like the best, or things of that nature, or are you most comfortable with? And then you list out your EDC systems. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but obviously it's better if you have experience with more EDC systems, because there's a higher chance that the place you're working utilizes that same system. So I thought these questions were pretty good. I mean, these are obviously CRA questions that you might get doing an interview. So just want to share these with you guys. And really, really appreciate you guys listening. Like I said before, please, please subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not already. YouTube is showing me that a lot of people are watching the videos and listening and that aren't subscribed. So make sure you're subscribed if you're listening to this right now. Please leave us a review if you're listening on the podcast in the Apple Store or wherever you're listening to podcasts. Please leave us a review. Please give us a thumbs up. And please share with as many people as you think would find this information beneficial. And take care, guys.